Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345. Urban Media Today talks sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and Alan Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Urban Media Today talks sports. Trevin A. Jones in the house. Beautiful Saturday morning. You know how we do. 8 o'clock. We're kicking off the, what do we call it, gentlemen? The fall, the Super Fall weekend of Urban Media Today Radio.
Yes, sir.
And I got Vince Butts in the house. People probably say, why do you always start with Vince first? You disrespecting Ray. You just totally disrespecting
But see, he's setting it up already, ladies and gentlemen. It's just really on already. See, go ahead.
No, really, honestly, because Vince is sitting directly to my left. So that I go around. It's the Urban Media Today roundtable when I'm sitting at the roundtable. So I got Vince Butts sitting to my left. Then I have Ray Porter Jr. sitting to my far left. Okay. And then you have Aubrey Bruce sitting to my far right. So that's why I do it that way. But today, Ray has a guest, and it's is this the first guest Ray brought in, Vince? Yeah.
It is.
No. But when Ray does it, he does it big. So I got Mr. Isaac Cummings is here. Yes. And Isaac is blessing us with his wisdom and information and talent today. Bro, I got to say welcome. Ray, give him the mic so he can say hi.
You know, any introduction for me at all? Can I say this about him?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that, first, thanks for the compliment. I do it big. Can we get that written down in the contract somewhere?
No, because I'm not going to say it again. Okay. That's the only time you're going
to
get it.
Then that's why we need to get it written down. But no, seriously, but I am grateful for Isaac because he was a blessing to me a couple years ago. And my brother-in-law put me on blast on Facebook, and he spoke, and he gave me an opportunity to get on what we're doing now, the podcast, a couple years ago. We talked right after the AFC Championship game with Pittsburgh and New England, and I told him I was grateful for the opportunity. I owed him for it, and it was an honor to have him as part of the show. So I will turn it over to Mr. Cummings.
Man, you know, I definitely appreciate the love and support, man, and I appreciate you guys bring me onto your platform. Like Ray said, I actually have a social media page called Sports Talk Football. Definitely, you know, support me. Make sure that you follow me. Make sure that you drop pictures, comments, videos, anything that you want. And I actually brought this situation to Ray a little while back. I wanted to really bring the situation to the city so that, you know, the urban presence would be felt, you know, within, you know, the Steelers organization and Steelers fans here in Pittsburgh. I really didn't see that presence. So I wanted to bring something to the fans and then also bring something to the community as well. So I appreciate you guys bringing me on this platform, and I appreciate being an inspiration to Ray, you know, to keep going and, you know, keep opening up doors for others. So I appreciate you guys.
No doubt. Oh, look at that, Ray. You got a fan.
For sure.
And then also to the far right, as I said, we have Mr. Aubrey Bruce. You know Aubrey because he holds it down with his own show, Straight Up No Chaser. Comes on tomorrow morning, 9:30 a.m. You doing it big, man. The last two shows are pretty good, I got to admit.
Oh, man. I was drinking that vodka or something. That's what happened there. But also about Mr. Cummings, I produced some serious musical shows with his uncle, Bob Payne, Roy Ayers, George Duke, and a few people. So it was, he said, I know you. I was like, oh, well, from the old Fartville or something? Like, no, not there. So it's just a blessing to be here with Vince and Ray and Isaac and especially you, my brother, and just giving the world more than just like plain, ordinary, dull sports.
No doubt. It never gets dull here, man. Like I said, it's a Saturday morning. I get to talk sports, they get to talk sports, and you listen? Man, it's a beautiful Saturday morning, and that's how we do it. We just do it big right here. So, Isaac, be ready to have fun, man, because we're going to have a ball. We play a full game here. We go four quarters, 15 minutes each, and it's going to be a fast-paced thing. It just keeps on moving. Man, bro, I just hope you enjoy it because
I'm excited. I'm ready.
That's what I'm talking about. So, first, all right, I think Ray, it's your turn. So what is it as far as the topic in sports right now? We got a lot going on, all four sports, man. And for people who don't know, you got the National Hockey League, you got the NBA, you got, which is Vince's area, then you have the NFL, you got college football, I mean, you got baseball, with the wind down for the World Series, you got that happening. I mean, you just got everything going on hot in October. This has to be one of the hottest sports month, if not the hottest sports month around. Has to be October. Ray, what you got first? We'll kick it off with you.
Well, and you're right. It is the hot month because everybody's playing. NFL, as it continues, it gets ready for the trade deadline, October 30th. And apparently, and, you know, been hearing this a lot as far as even rumors. Twitter's been abuzz with all the sports writers, and they were talking about the Arizona Cardinals, the fact that they're 1-5, and apparently they're having a fire sale.
And now, when you say fire sale, I mean, man, we're
that
what?
Was
this,
their
is,
words.
This is week what? Week five? Week six?
It's crazy.
And you're talking about a fire sale? An NFL franchise?
Football?
I'm not buying it.
We're
I'm
used
not
to
it.
That. We're used to hearing that in baseball. You know, they always say fire sale, or even hockey a lot of times, too. Or in basketball, we've seen them make fire sales, too. So that was somebody's label, but I wonder how serious they really are. I mean, you know, 1-5 isn't really bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's not, you know what I'm saying? You don't throw in the towel.
Well, I mean, it's not a good start.
You know, it's not.
You figure to make the playoffs, you have to win, what, at least 10 games?
Yeah,
you think?
You're going to have to get on a nice streak.
To guarantee that you'll probably be in the playoffs, you have to probably get 10 games in.
Absolutely.
So, did Arizona really expect to make the playoffs?
I mean, I guess in their case, because of their quarterback situation.
What? Did you think because of the quarterback they were going to make the playoffs?
No. The other thing around. Okay. That they weren't.
I was hoping they gave the boy Sam Bradford, $20 million this season?
Yeah, but look where he's been already.
Man,
I mean,
they might
Sam
as well give
Bradford,
him $20 million, man.
Yeah, because Sam can't stay on the field.
No,
that's
he cannot.
How I look at it, but I don't know how everybody else
no.
And he's a veteran. Oh. Before he got hurt last season, he was putting up numbers in Minnesota. So
I give you that.
You got to respect him. They paid him like he was going to come in as a veteran, and he was going to be the answer there in Arizona. And it seems to me that he wasn't able to handle that job. And I'm anxious to see how the rookie is going to do with him potentially getting a lot of starts, seeing that, you know, it seems like they're probably going to be giving away a lot of talent. Outside of Johnson, I think he may be the only person that, you know, is maybe, you know, he's not available on the team.
And if they're going to have a fire sale, Mike Tomlin better have a fire extinguisher when Patrick Peterson comes up. Yes. You see me? Because he better be sitting there waiting. Because if you have Joe Hayden on one side and Patrick Peterson on the other side, it's lights out.
Here we go.
That's dreaming, man.
And just for the record, that wasn't me bringing that up. So.
Yeah.
And I only said it because it's been rumored on Twitter.
Yeah.
I have another name for Twitter. I'm going to say it on the air. I'm going to allow.
I'm going to tell you what I said earlier today. If it's on social media and you're not an expert, it don't count.
Exactly.
Yeah. It don't count.
And especially if you're not an expert.
Unless you're talking about it every day and you're studying it and you're doing your due diligence, it does not count. You can say what you want. I mean, and Ray, I wanted to say something about that earlier. I like the article that you wrote.
I appreciate that,
You
sir.
Know what? Today at 6 o'clock, I think Kev and the fellas on Soul Take Live are going to talk about your article.
Wow.
Aren't you on that show this
season? Yes, I am. I'm just everywhere, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, can the world take two of me? I mean, unbelievable, man.
No cheese, brother.
Aubrey, give the brother Mike. Look what he does.
I'm making all the
cheese. Cheese, brother. You sure you ain't from Wisconsin?
But you know what?
Good cheese.
If I can go back, Ray Porter Jr. is our NFL analyst and an expert, and he brought in Mr. Isaac Cummings. Isaac, I want your take on this situation. Now, you talked about Sam Bradford, and I love when a guest has not scared and just jumps right on the mic and he's like, yo, but I got something to say. So, bro, when you're looking at the Cardinals, and I like what you said about Sam Bradford, because I totally agree. Sam Bradford always had the potential, even at Oklahoma. When he was coming out of Oklahoma, he was a bad boy.
But then...
It's like, I don't know what the famous quote, you know, you're a champion or you're a good fighter until you get that first hit. Then you realize how really tough you are.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Bradford got the hit, but then he got crumbled a couple of times, not just one time. So now the injury bug is playing a big role in the legacy of a Sam Bradford.
Definitely.
Talk on
definitely. And actually, I thought that was one of the things that was like a nail biter to me was why they actually gave him that $20 million a season to go to Arizona. And I don't even think it was just with him. There's been a few quarterbacks that I'm seeing that pretty much are playing a role as backups, and they're getting paid, you know. So that's one of the things that I think the NFL or, you know, some of the teams need to look at is,
you know, how they're actually going to, you know, divvying out the salary to some of these players, especially at the quarterback position, because, you know, that's the leader's position. They get paid the most. You know, you got to go out there. You got to produce. And the history with Bradford, I mean, it's never been there. I don't think he's ever played a complete season healthy, you know. So it's like, why would you, you know, take that salary and give it to him when there's, you know, other bodies in, you know, that could be in there filling that role? That's what I would say.
But see, it's about marketing, though. It's about marketing, because if you look at Sam Bradford, now everybody's talking about, oh, well, Le'Veon doesn't deserve this because he got hurt twice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about the structure of the psyche of those who are developing and deciphering by the position. He's the quarterback, you know, he's white, he's valuable for marketing, mm-hmm. period. And I'm with the general public, or the general public who knows about football. You know, if a person is hurt continually, that means either they're not going to be on the field most of the time, or they might not psychologically want to be on the field.
But I think the for Arizona and another team that's similar to Arizona in their quarterback situation is the Cleveland Browns. You have you plan on drafting a young quarterback. You have a lot of cap space, mm-hmm. so I mean, we know the NFL likes to pay quarterbacks. So it's just, I mean, you know, it's a just kind of a drop in the bucket to have a guy like Sam Bradford, or in Cleveland's case, Tyrod Taylor, starting, and hopefully, you know, plays the whole year, let your rookie learn, and then, you know, because he's on a rookie salary, you can absorb that huge money with this one-year quarterback, and you don't have any obligation after that, and then you plan to bring your rookie in. Now, those things have changed, you know, those situations like Tyrod Taylor gets hurt, which can certainly, you know, and he wasn't playing well either. Mm-hmm. So it created a situation where we got to bring in our rookie before we really expect to. And it's time, you know, like to me in Arizona, it's time for the rookie. I mean, despite the fact you're paying $20 million to Sam Bradford.
I agree with you. Because I was going to say, this was going to be my question. I'm not cutting you off. Yeah, he was the number one overall pick, back in 2010?
If
I'm
yeah, not yeah, with the Rams,
he was the number one overall pick. But what's the fascination with Sam Bradford? I mean, you got Colin Kaepernick out there, not to beat a dead horse, who could be a starting quarterback somewhere, who does not have the injury bug snipping at his heels.
Not at all.
What is the fascination with Sam Bradford? I don't get it.
It's all hype.
Marketing.
Hype.
No, Aubrey, on this, I might have to go with you on that one.
That's all I can see.
I would actually say that when it comes down to a marketing standpoint, I don't really maybe it may have been the same situation as what you were saying as far as with Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Cleveland more or less went in where it was like, you know, we're going to, you know, shake things up. We're going mm-hmm. to shock the world this season. We're going to get a couple victories, and then that may trickle and transition to, you know, even the Browns possibly making the playoffs. I mean, like, mm-hmm. if we really assess the situation, a lot of the teams that went to the playoffs last season aren't going to be in the playoffs this year.
And the Browns do have a legitimate shot.
Yeah, definitely.
Without question, I agree.
And also, you know, usually it's either one strong team that probably goes to the Super Bowl, and it's one underdog from mm-hmm. what we've seen. If we look back to what the previous years when Carolina just went, I don't even think they projected Atlanta to go. Mm-hmm. You know, what was last year's Super Bowl? I don't even think. Yeah, Philly, no one projected Philly. They didn't even have a championship. So that was real big for them. So I see him over here smiling. He's hoping it's Cleveland's year. I don't think so. Nah, they got to get past Pittsburgh. I don't see that happening.
I don't see it happening either. I mean, I'm real. I support my squad. But I don't, like Trevin said, what number you got to get to the playoffs? And when you think about the AFC, I mean, if we think about it now, I mean, yeah, Kansas City is almost a lock right now. New England's probably a lock. I mean, those teams probably get to 12, 13 wins, maybe even 14.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on how they, you know, get on a little streak.
Well, I don't know. I've been saying Kansas City from the beginning of the season, and a lot of people have been saying they're going to hit a slump. They're going to hit that wall coming up real soon. So. Mm. I really wouldn't pencil Kansas City in all the way. They just lost that first game.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, some.
That was a nail biter.
Kinks in the armor there.
But when you look at how they lost it, yeah. I mean, they were in that game the whole time. Mm-hmm. I mean, the shootout. And they're going to give everybody a run for their money. Mm-hmm. We talked about this in the past few weeks. Patrick Mahomes is. Like, he right now, he's that dude.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's playing lights out. And even, this loss, in some ways, you don't feel like it's a loss.
Because he played, like you said, lights out.
Right.
You know?
And the Kansas City got off to a slow start in that game. And it was because Patrick Mahomes with his inexperience. And before Ray Porter Jr. jumps on the mic again, we're going to take a real quick break.
I was going to jump out to a stroll, man.
I had to mess with him. That's the end of the first quarter. See how fast it goes? Ray just said two words, and we took off from there. So the rest of this game is going to be like that. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., Mr. Isaac Cummings, and Mr. Aubrey Bruce. We're going to be right back after this.
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that, and all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip-hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today Radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hands or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99 and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time for us to. Yeah.
Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones got Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., Isaac Cummings, and Aubrey Bruce. We in the house on a Saturday morning. Like I said, it's a beautiful Saturday because you listening. All right, that's all I got to say. Ray kicked us off. We're talking football. You know, once we start talking football, this becomes a football show. But
we're trying. Yeah.
Before we even get there, you know the NBA has some big things happening this week, so we got to talk about that. And then Major League Baseball has some big things going on. And NHL hockey got it going on, too.
Mm-hmm.
So people think black folks don't pay attention to NHL hockey. Yes, we do. Yes, there's some brothers playing in the league. Do. Okay,
that's
let's keep it real. Okay.
That's right.
But we're going to stick with football. We'll stay with football right now. We're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Isaac made a good point. He said, don't count out the Chiefs, and he was about to talk about the defense. So, bro, I'm going to let you talk about the defense because I got something to say about the Chiefs after you finish.
You know what I mean? You got to pay a lot of attention to how these teams perform in the playoffs when it really matters. And Kansas City, the defense, you see how they're performing now. I don't know. I think they're about to get somebody back. Is it Tamba Aleed is supposed to be coming back on the line. I think he was on IR for the first couple of games. I think he's supposed to be returning. So maybe the defense may, you know, turn things around. I think Eric Berry's supposed to be coming back as well. So, you know, we would just have to see, you know, how that all pans out. I think the offense this season is better than what they were going into last season.
Mm-hmm.
But last season they came out the gate real hot. Then they start to lose a few, you know. So Mahomes, he's gonna get the ball downfield. He's gonna throw the deep ball. He's gonna push the ball upfield. The offense is gonna move. But we have to see how the defense is going to play, especially when these players get back. And then we have to look at injuries as well going later into the season as well. Like, I'm not just going to – I'm taking a Dennis Green approach. We're not going to anoint these guys kings just yet.
Did he say Dennis Green? Did he actually go to Dennis Green?
Yes, he did.
That's what I'm talking about, family. That's what I give mad respect to those that came before us and laid out the groundwork for it to make it happen. For those of you – as you guys know, as I always say, for you millennials and the internets.
There it is. Come on. I'm right here.
If you don't know, Google it. Google anyway.
It. I mean, you should get that trademark, man. That is pretty cool, though, man.
Because if you don't know, just Google it. Just look Google it up. It. Because you know what? Things did happen before what you see here before you. And when my man Isaac just brought up Dennis Green, immediately I'm thinking Randy Moss, Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. Okay, immediately I'm thinking Randy Moss and Minnesota Vikings.
The team that
should
have went to the Super Bowl.
And Dennis Green, and I say that because he was a black head football coach in the NFL. And not only was he a black head football coach in the NFL, but he made some things happen. And he reached out for those individuals like a Randy Moss that everybody else had shut down on. You know, Randy Moss had an excellent career at Marshall University and was one of the hottest receivers coming out of school.
That he was.
And Dennis Green recognized that and said, yo, come play with me.
Gave him a shot, right.
And Randy Moss exploded from there.
What a career.
I mean, so when you say Dennis Green, bro, you got my respect already. It's like, okay, I know you know what you're talking about. So I'm loving that. The thing about Kansas City, gentlemen, and stay with me on this one. I know there's been a couple of seasons where Kansas City went 8-0.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They started off 8-0.
2009, that's right. Yeah.
And then they faltered. Okay, so that's the only thing that scares me about Kansas City starting off hot. But now to go on the flip side of that, nobody had Patrick Mahomes before.
That's for sure.
Okay, no one had Kareem Hunt. Okay,
right,
Kareem Hunt. Okay, the weapons that Mahomes has at his disposal could be the difference. And when Isaac talks about the defense, defense, as they say, you know the cliche, defense wins championships.
Yes.
All right?
Absolutely.
Still not sold on. I if you ask me right now who I think could win the Super Bowl, I'm going to look at you and say, no, don't play me. Because it's too early in the NFL season.
It's still too early.
There's too many things that can happen in the season. There's too many injuries that could pop up. It's just too it's too volatile. For me, my team, if you had to ask at the end of the day, I've been a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. Why? Can I go in and say why? Well, Tampa Bay, I followed them from their inception, okay? When they picked Leroy Selman as the number one pick for the entire franchise ever, Leroy Selman, okay? I watched the Selman brothers play at Oklahoma University when it was Leroy Dewey and Lucius Selman. The Selman brothers.
Lucius was a bad boy.
Lucius was the older brother, and he was a bad boy. I think Leroy was the baby, to be honest with you. And they tore up anything that came to Oklahoma. This is before Brian Boswell. They killed it. I mean, all you heard in Oklahoma was the Selman brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy Selman drafted by Coach John McKay, who I followed him when he was at USC. Mm-hmm. I was a USC fan. When I was growing up, all that was on television was USC football, Notre Dame football, Penn State football, you know, that type of thing.
True.
So I became a USC fan. So, okay, slow it down, Trev, but I'm on a roll. why did I become a USC fan? Jimmy Jones was the first black quarterback I ever saw on TV. Jimmy Jones was the starting quarterback for the USC Trojans. Who's Jimmy Jones? I grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Jimmy Jones was from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. When I found out that Jimmy Jones was from my neighborhood and my uncle said, yo, watch this cat on TV, I watched Jimmy Jones leading, and this is after O.J. Simpson left USC, Jimmy Jones leading USC to championships. Now, what's significant about him? For you millennials and internets, Google it, because when people talk about that game where USC crushed Alabama and they had an all-black backfield, guess who the quarterback was? Jimmy Jones. And then you had Sam the Bam Cunningham, who got off in that game. That's why I became a USC fan, hence John McKay, who was the head coach. John McKay leaves USC, goes to Tampa Bay for the Buccaneers. I become a Buccaneers fan because of Leroy Selman and then Doug Williams, because Doug Williams did play with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, sir.
All right? So just to run that down for you. Now, I know I took up a lot of time. It's like, where did this come from?
Good historical breakdown.
But I'm saying, if I had to pick to come full circle, Tampa Bay might be my team, and I kind of shied away from them after they picked up Chucky as the head coach, because Tony Dungy really should have had that Super Bowl.
Sure,
that was his Super Bowl team.
Agreed.
Okay. So if I had to pick right now, I couldn't. I couldn't even pick my team. I like the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Cleveland Browns are balling out. I like the Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams are balling out.
Incredible.
But why did they have to move from St. Louis to Los Angeles before they started balling out? That's my thing. So right now, so to get back to what we were talking about, Kansas City is good. Kansas City is hot. But there's a lot of teams that are on streaks. A lot of you guys we're from Western Pennsylvania. I know one other person here aside from me is not really a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Don't ride with the Steelers. But I have respect for the franchise and the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man, because still Pittsburgh is kind of up and down sometimes. And I'm not a Ben Roethlisberger fan because of who Ben Roethlisberger is and then how he's portrayed. I don't think he's the savior. I don't think you put everything on a type of cat like that with the off the field antics that got covered up. That's my only reason here. Le'Veon Bell, I don't think you count on Le'Veon. You got a brother, James Conner,
nope,
who's coming in here balling out. You
right.
understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
And then, like Isaac said, it takes defense.
Defense wins championships.
And if the Steelers were going to do it, it would take their defense to keep them in this.
And a miracle.
Not just the offense. And then let's talk about what? Atlanta? Okay. Yeah. They got potential. But no, let's take a step back to last week, gentlemen. 71,000 yards passing.
Yeah.
When you look at Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, yeah.
I mean, so you tell me, after I put all that out there, honestly, when you guys sit down and look at the season, mm-hmm, could you guys pick who can win the championship from this point on?
No, it's too much parity, man. I mean, just looking at the records. I mean, look at – and truthfully, with everything that's happening with the NFL, especially in the NFC, it's still amazing to me. And maybe it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said me probably too many times. Or maybe – but they're not giving New Orleans – they're 4-1, and they're not getting the attention. I mean, compared to – I mean, I could even see why the Rams are, because they're 6-0. Mm-hmm. Even Chicago, I mean, apparently getting Khalil Mack breathed some life in them, didn't it? They're 3-2, basically leading because Green Bay is 3-2-1.
Mm-hmm. Khalil Mack, and you know, if anyone that follows me on social media, you know, when they first made that trade, I was kind of like airing Chicago out because I said, you can't give up two first-round picks like that and then give the money up on the back end. It has to be either one or the other, because now, by my understanding, Mac, he's going to be dealing with, I think it was a high ankle sprain. I'm not sure what the injury is now, but it looks like he's going to miss some time. And if he mm-hmm. misses some time and the Chicago Bears don't make the playoffs this season, they don't have anything to look forward to next year because they gave away so many draft picks. So I don't agree with that trade. I think Oakland – they got the better end of the deal, and I'd like to see John Gruden make some changes coming up next season. You know, I'd like to see how everything transpires next year.
People want him out.
yeah, that's the change I'd like to see. He should have stayed in the ESPN broadcast booth, in my opinion. Just a bunch of hype, man. I mean, and that's how it is with the Raiders, man, sometimes. I mean, I respect their organization going back to the Al Davis years, you know, but that was just a straight hype move.
But that was on Goodell in terms of Gruden because of the fact that, again, it's coming to marketing. And they haven't covered this stuff for 41 years. You understand that if you're going to give Le'Veon Bell a black eye because he wants his money, but you're going to give Gruden over $100 million. And he hadn't been on the field, what, 10 years, thereabouts?
It's been a while, yeah.
So what I'm saying is that even with the Steelers, talk about defensively, okay, they, even if they don't pay Bell, say, look, our defense was semi-atrocious, so we're not going to give Bell this amount of money. We're going to go out and spend a ton of money on a cornerback. See what I mean?
But desperately.
They want to basically go bargain basement on a lot of players of a different melanin status, right? Mm-hmm. But then they want to spend all this money on these other folks. And if the Steelers are one cornerback away from running the table, period.
No. Really?
One.
You know, I can't buy that.
Well, you can't buy because you ain't got the money. You ain't had a sale.
But you know what? I think he might have the money.
You ain't got the dough. You can't come to my store unless you got the money.
I'm thinking, I know Vince got the money.
Credit card could be declined in my store.
Right.
You can't buy because you ain't got the dough.
But let's think about how about the Washington Redskins? First place? When's the last time we seen that?
Yeah, that's been a while.
Wow. First place, and then we're missing one. In the AFC.
Who's Redskins quarterback?
Alex Smith.
Okay.
Mr. System quarterback.
That's right.
And I'm looking at the team. Okay, the Los Angeles Chargers. But I mean, they're not in first place, but the fact that they're 4-2.
Now, they're scary.
You think the Chargers are scary?
Reason, because they're bipolar. They're bipolar defensively and offensively, but, you know, they remind me of the Browns in a way. Once they start taking their medication and become, like really smooth, they can, Cleveland beat Baltimore, should have beat Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. right, and should have beat the Raiders.
Right.
You know, so I'm saying it was an anomaly that they aren't leading the AFC North right now.
But this is the NFL. Shoulda, woulda, coulda doesn't work.
Right. You're right.
But you can't control the referees for bad calls.
You know, just to say something about the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
They actually did show something to me this past weekend because they're one of the only teams that took that West Coast, East Coast trip and got a W, because usually you could chalk that up as an L.
That's right.
And they came out, they blew the Browns out that game. And that was very surprising because, you know, I play a lot of fantasy football, and I had a few Browns players. I'm not going to say a starting quarterback that I thought was going to light him up, and he wound up having a terrible day. So, you know, the Chargers, you know, you have to respect them. They're making some noise out there. And when Boza, when he gets back from injury, I think he's injured right now too. Once he comes back, the defense is probably going to pick up. You're going to start seeing them become the playoff team that they were last season. You know,
you can never count Phillip Rivers out.
Yeah.
Period. That's simple.
Especially with it being later in his career. He's putting it all on the line. He wants that championship.
Listen, I'm trying to remember who I can compare him to, but just that, probably his predecessor.
Compare who to?
Phillip Rivers. Dan Fouts and Air Coryell have some of the best offenses, but they went nowhere. It's just like having a whole bunch of money. You can't even go to the store, man.
Yeah.
Bernie Kosar.
What used to play with the Browns?
Two pick Bernie. That's what used to go.
I remember when Phillip, when he first came out in the draft, that's one of the comparisons that they were actually comparing him to was him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say that may be a good comparison, seeing that neither has won a championship yet.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I agree. I agree there. I like where you guys are going, and you're talking about quarterbacks, and it's pretty interesting because the quarterback you're talking about is not even one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league right now. So that's kind of interesting.
It's interesting.
And then when you do look at the top 10 quarterbacks, I don't even want to say who's number one right now.
But, oh, your favorite. Okay. Right. Break it down there, man.
But you got to give respect and credit where credit is due. It has been as far as yardage is concerned right now. So, I get that.
Unbelievable.
And I'm impressed. I mean, I'm also impressed with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers did his thing the other night with Green Bay.
Yes, he did. He certainly did. Yes, sir.
I mean, Matt Ryan in Atlanta might be struggling a little bit, but I think there's something up the sleeves of the Falcons you know, I don't think Julio's going to continue to have a bad season.
No, so they're not going to go out like that. Not at all. And how about just one more team I forgot to
mention. Hold that thought, because we're going to take a break. It's halftime. That's okay. The second 15 minutes, 30 minutes in. We got 30 more minutes to go. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., my man Isaac Cummings, and Aubrey Bruce. We holding it down. You know how we do on a Saturday. We're glad you're here. We'll be right back.